Everybody got their sword of the Spirit? Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait till everything gets handed out. Everybody has a pen, a pencil, something to write with. You deserve the glory. I'm messing with my friend, right? Thank you, Michael. You're a big help. Praise God. Tonight, as we continue our study, open your Bibles with me tonight to Hebrews chapter 6. Every time you say Hebrews, the women ought to just say, praise God. The men are supposed to brew, right? Hebrew. Amen. That's corny, right? I didn't come up with that corny one. Somebody else came up with that corny. That wasn't for me. That came down through the ages, didn't it, Cassandra? That isn't nothing new, is it? Amen. As we continue our study tonight, hope with help, we glory in our tribulations. How many are glorying in their tribulation? We glory in our tribulation, knowing that our tribulation brings patience, and patience gives us some experience, and experience brings us some hope, and hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. How many here have the Holy Ghost? If you don't have the Holy Ghost, meet me after the service and I'll introduce you to Jesus, because if you have Jesus in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit. He took residence within you. So when we're speaking about the Holy Ghost, everybody's got the Holy Ghost. Now, a lot of us have the Holy Ghost, but there's not many that allow the Holy Ghost to manifest himself. The Holy Ghost a lot of times stays buried within there. It's the deep, deep within. Amen. But it says, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And the witnesses isn't necessarily always in just sharing the gospel. Even though the gospel is a part, we're witnesses in the way we react. We're witnesses in the way that we walk with the Lord. We're witnesses when people look at us and see how we react in the face of adversity. Everybody can lift their hands and say, praise God, when they're on the mountaintop. But it's in the valley of despair. Amen? And when you're in that place, he says that we're to give thanks. He says in everything, give thanks. Sometimes the things I go through in life and some of the lessons that come are for me, for my learning, for me to grow. And I'm learning now with a lot of things. I want to grow really quick. How many want to grow fast? I don't want to stay in that valley. I don't want to stay in that test. I want to pass the test and move on. Amen?
Tests just get harder.
Yeah. But tonight, remember that faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, by our mouth, we got to proclaim and profess what we're believing and hoping for, not what we're seeing. Because if we profess what we're seeing, we speak into the adversity instead of the advancement, okay? It's which monster do you want to feed, amen? And the devil will take all the ammunition that you give him. I'm to the place now, I'm just being straightforward with you. When I'm facing infirmities and sickness in my body, I never speak it out anymore. I pray in the spirit because the devil doesn't understand what I'm praying. I'm praying to direct connect with the Father in heaven, amen? And all of a sudden, there's something that takes place, There's times when I come in the atmosphere that I've been praying in the Spirit that I have to speak and take authority over things in the name of Jesus, amen? God wants us to recognize who we are. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that gives you and I strength, amen? So as we're looking at this tonight, the Lord's took me to Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 9. We'll start there. He says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation that we thus speak. Now, salvation is the beginning part, but it's just the starting part. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints who do minister. What are you doing for the body of Christ? God doesn't give us an option. It's command. Amen. We're our brothers and sisters' keepers. We're not, we're helpers. We all have a part. We all have a part to do. Then he says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Then he says, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. But tonight I want to focus your attention for this teaching tonight, to verse number 11. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. In other words, it's not how you start a race, it's how you finish it. Amen? Just like, and God doesn't start something that he doesn't finish it. He's the author and finisher of our faith, and he that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion. So God says he'll do his part, we have to do our part, but our part is really important, that our part is to help each other. Amen? God didn't call anybody to an island. He called us into a body. So first, the thing I want to look at first is the desire. The desire. The desire we have when we're in trouble. Has anybody facing trouble in their life in any area? Let's be real. You know, we all go through things in life, okay? And go with me to Psalms 27. Psalms 27. Verse number 4. The psalmist says this. He says, one thing I have desired of the Lord and will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. I don't know you. On Christ the solid rock we stand. I don't know about you, but in a time of troubles, there's no better place that you should be than the house of the Lord. Amen. And you should be desired to be found there, because the measure of faith that everybody comes in the room, and everybody in the room has faith, and our faith is gathered together, and that's what makes things manifest and take place. So he tells us here also, in trouble, so we have desire to stay in trust. And I use this Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 because it's probably one of my most used scriptures in the Bible. Does anybody have favorites that they use? Amen? And that works no matter what time you pray or what you're praying God's word. This is one of those scriptures that will be beneficial to you to get into your spirit, to get into your mind, where he says in 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In other words, when I'm trusting him, I'm trusting him as what his word says, not what my mind is thinking. Most of the time, my mind goes into stinking thinking. Is that just me, or is there anyone else in the room? Amen. How many know when something's going wrong, the adversary wants to fill it with more negatives to make it greater? But God wants you and I to understand by trusting him, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of what? What we speak with our mouth. Amen. And that was an example for the body, what I did with you, Dakota. You know, it's about choice. Were you north or south? Because it's our choice. It's our choice to take the route north, or it's our choice to take south. They say, it's so when somebody asks you, you just say, hey, I'm North Dakota. I'm going up. Amen. Why am I going up? Because my hope is in trust is in Jesus Christ alone for my salvation. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And nobody's going to come to my daddy except by him. Amen. So he says to you and I in verse number 6, in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path and all of thy ways, not just when it's convenient. How many of here have made decisions and did things they wish they wouldn't have done? Come on. How many, when they did that, put Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to practice before they did? In other ways, sometimes I have these opportunities that happen all the time. And in the natural, they look so beautiful and they look so grand. And then the Holy Ghost shows me the problem with it. That even though it looked pretty, there's a fox that's hiding behind it. You know, there's a monster behind that pretty, it's like Beauty and the Beast. The beast is hiding that beautiful mask. So he says it's important for you and I, if we're going to in trouble, we desire to stay in trust so that we'll be in triumph. I don't know about you, but I love to win battles. I'm a sore loser. I never was one of those guys that learned to lose gracefully. I'm just sorry. Is there something wrong with having a winning attitude? Amen. So you know what? When you hear your pastor say something like that, that's when you say, "Okay, Father, I'll pray for him." No, I'm here to fight the battles. And when I fight with you in battles, I don't fight to lose. Okay? And if I go into a battle with the mindset of losing, I'm going to lose the battle every time. But if I go into battle with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and believe in his word, the battle belongs to him. It's not mine. Amen? So, in other words, if I believe the battle belongs to the Lord, it's not mine, and he's going to fight the battle, I don't look at him losing. Hello? Just saying. But the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled." Look at your neighbor and say that we be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, and unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness." Hallelujah. In other words, God says to proclaim that. Proclaim that over your life. Just don't read it as in a book. Take possession of it. Amen? In other words, that's mine. That belongs to me. That's one of God's promises for me. And all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Amen? So we take that promise. And if we don't believe him in his word, what are we doing here? We either believe it or we don't. And if we believe it, we got to start acting on it and start walking as we believe it. Amen? Just saying. Do I need to get softer? Loud isn't harsh. Amen? I justify my loudness because of being raised in a big family. The loudest got heard. So secondly, we're looking at the diligence. The diligence. The diligence is by choice. We choose. I love what Solomon says in Proverbs 13. I want you to underline this in your Bible because it's very important for everyone in the room. Do you hear me? Everybody underline this in your Bible. Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Yes, it does. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard or the lazy man desireth and have nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat, shall be blessed. Amen. Guard your words. And this is also this diligence by charge I have here in Proverbs 22. Solomon says this in verse 29. He says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." I talk about favor of the Lord. This comes by change. By change. In other words, when we desire and we're diligent, all of a sudden, 2 Peter chapter 3. I love putting together word puzzles. Hallelujah. In verse number 14, the Apostle Peter said this. He said, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, had written unto you." You know, if we're looking for the good things, we're going to be diligent to follow God and his word. So we have the desire, we have the diligence. Also we have, when we desire the things of God and we're diligent at them, all of a sudden there will be new developments taking place in our lives around us. Amen? Amen? So we develop in faith. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, we're developing faith as in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writing to his student Timothy in verse number 14, he says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And then all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Faith without works is dead, being alone. Listen to me. If you're a child of God and you're in faith and you're not doing anything for the kingdom of God, you're a lazy man. You're a lazy woman. God calls you a sluggard. He calls you lazy. Amen? God wants us to put, all of us to put our hands to the plow. All of us have something to give to the body of Christ. All of us have value. All of us have worth. All of us have gifts. There's not one of us that aren't needed in the body of Christ. Amen? The world makes you think that you're not needed or you're not worthy. And they're a liar. I want to say something here. Listen to me. Every last one in the room are some of the most intelligent people that are in the world today. Because if you're in Christ Jesus, you have the mind of Christ, and Christ knows everything. Amen. I don't care if you just have a high school degree or you have an associate's degree or a master's degree or a PhD. It doesn't matter. If you have Christ Jesus, you have the mind of Christ. He'll give you wisdom and knowledge you never thought you could find. He'll show you things in the Spirit of God that will confuse wise men. You know, I've walked in the room with intellectuals, and I'm not the greatest intellectual, and I walked in rooms with intellectuals and turned rooms around by the Spirit of God, because God started speaking. Amen. And there were things that was above my thinking or my level, okay? But that's the God we serve. Amen. So God wants you to know, look at the one next to you and say, you're really intelligent. Say it to them. Say it to one another. You know, you have Christ. You have Christ inside of you. I don't know, man. If you get a hold of this and you get revelation of this, all of a sudden you can go to do places and do things that you never could do before. Amen. That's when the gifts of God start manifesting themselves, not only in the body of Christ, but in the workplace. All of a sudden, God will open up your mind to see things you never saw before. And all of a sudden, you become a craftsman. How did I do that? I didn't even know anything about that. The Spirit of God. You know, when they brought all the craftsmen together to build the tabernacle and build the temple and build all of those things, you know, God gave them wisdom. God gave them knowledge. God gave Noah knowledge and wisdom, all right? Amen? He built the first submarine. Would anybody think there'd be a submarine back then? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Okay, I'll move on. In future, Proverbs 4, I guess I'll just calm down. Verse number 26. He said, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left hand. Remove thy foot from evil. The Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord and he finds delight in his way. Amen. Jesus said simple to you and I. He put it like this. He said this. He said, any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We're on a brand new journey. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's pretty exciting. Amen. If you catch a vision of the things that's happening in this world and how that you're protected and how you're watched over and how God's called you to be a world turner, turning the world upside down for the kingdom of God, amen? So he says it's important for us to learn in forgetting. And Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul in 13, He got a hold of this. And if he never got a hold of this, he would have never been able to minister grace. He would have continued ministering the law. Okay? He was still persecute Christians. But he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. One thing the Lord wants you to understand is there's nothing you can do about yesterday but learn from it. Today is a brand new day. Your future is good. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He says the desire in trouble and trust and triumph to be filled with all the wisdom and spiritual understanding. The diligence by choice, by charge, and by change, in peace, without spot or blameless, the developments in faith, in our future, and forgetting the past, reaching forth to the new. When we desire to seek the Lord with all diligence, we begin the development of a clearer picture of our future. Let me say that again. When we desire to seek the Lord with all diligence, we begin the development of a clearer picture of our future. Our future is so bright, shades are required. Look to the one next to you and say, you've got a bright future. How many need to hear some good news? So, with our heart's desire, when we diligently seek Him, we will have the development of a brighter future. Are y'all with me tonight? Everybody with me? Amen? God wants you to get an understanding of who's in you. And if you get a revelation of who's in you, then you recognize who you are because who is in you. And if you have a revelation of who you are because who is in you, then everything around you will begin to change. I assure you, when you have revelation of the ones in you, everything you'll see it from a different perspective. Amen? You'll see it from a different view. Amen? Those things that are blocking. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but that's some really good teaching. You know why I say that? Because it's from my Father. It's from the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? Because He loves you. And He cares about everything you're going through. And there's nothing that's escaped His notice. He sees it all. He sees them hard times that you're facing. He sees the good times, but He sees them hard times. He sees those struggles. Amen? And He hasn't taken His eye off of you. And even at times it feels like, why isn't He here? He is here. Amen? And all things are going to work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. And we know that God's going to do super things. Can we just lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank You for every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God. I thank You for the call and the anointing of God that's upon every life, Father God. Lord, Your word declares when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And I thank You that that standard was raised on their behalf at the cross of Calvary, Father God. When You said it was finished, it was complete, and it was done. So, Father God, I thank You for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I pray, Father God, that You stir the gifts that are laying dormant in each and every one of us, Father God. Activate us and motivate us for Your kingdom. And Father, we thank You, Father God, that the call of God is irrevocable and it does not change. So I speak a fresh impartation upon each and every one that's in this room. Father, may they see past the obstacle right now. May they see past it and see the answer and the glory that's before them so they don't dwell on it as long as they've been. Father, that You brought us up out of the miry clay. You set our feet upon the rock to stay. You put a song in our hearts today, a song of praise. We sing hallelujah. We thank You, Father God, for all You've done, all You're doing, and everything You're going to do. And I thank You that each and every one are valued and are special to You and they're special to us. May they feel loved on tonight in a supernatural way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless the food we're about to eat. Make it nourish the bodies that eat it. In Jesus' name.